I'd like to know the first time that you talked to anybody about purchasing the practice in January.
Can you tell me who anybody would?
Dr. Fisher.
Specifically Dr. Fisher?
That's correct.
I believe it was January 4th. I think that was a Saturday.
Okay, who did you talk to?
I spoke with Dr. Fisher.
And did you make an offer at that time to purchase the practice?
I wanted to know what his terms were.
What were his terms?
His terms were half down with a balance with a promissory note over 5 years.
What was the total purchase price?
He was asking $120,000.
And did you ever make an offer?
Not to Dr. Fisher.
And why not?
Because I wanted to speak to his agent acting on his behalf.
Did you talk to his agent?
Yes, I did.
Did you make an offer through his agent?
Not through the agent initially. I spoke to the agent, Mr. Dean George, concerning, please give me some more of the information concerning Dr. Fisher's income tax returns and how the price was, if it was a firm price or if there was room for negotiations.
Was there room for negotiations?
Mr. George said that there was, but he said he was unable to discuss that because he didn't know.
Did you make an offer through Mr. George?
I made an appointment through Mr. George to see Dr. Fisher on January the 10th.
Did you see Dr. Fisher on January 10th?
I arrived at his office in La Quinta at 10 minutes before the appointed hour, and he was locking the door.
And did you have a discussion with him concerning the purchase of the practice?
Yes. I said we had a meeting, and he said, well, I just sold the practice.
And was that all that he said at that time?
Yes. I said, well, I guess I missed it. That's all I said.
What happened after that concerning the practice?
Concerning the practice?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Well, when was the next time that you did anything involving the practice?
Well,
talked to anybody, met anybody.
I spoke to Mr. George and I asked him. I said, is this a done deal? And he said yes.
And after that?
I began to search for another location.
Okay. And how did you get back into purchasing the practice?
I received a phone call on my car phone on Friday, I believe, the 16th of January, going home after work.
Who did you receive that call from?
From a Dr. Larry Kunkel.
What did that phone call conversation consist of?
He asked, you know, if I... Let's see. He identified himself as Larry Kunkel, and he just bought Dr. George Fisher's practice. I said, congratulations. He asked me, what do you think of the practice? I said, it's a good location. The equipment and the facilities are in need of much repair and upgrades.
Okay, did he agree with you?
He never said one way or the other on that.
What else was said?
He asked me if I would like to be involved with this practice.
And your response?
I'll let you know. I'll discuss it with my wife since I was driving in the garage with the car phone.
Okay, did that day you talk to Mr. Kunkel any further?
It was either that evening or the following morning. I'm not exactly sure when. But he called me back, and he said, what do you think? And I said, yeah, I think it would be okay. I wouldn't mind.
Now, when he said involved, did he say in what way or what capacity?
He said we could work together on this practice.
And did he say why he would want you to be involved in the practice?
He said that he had a practice at Lawndale, and it would have been very difficult to run a practice here full-time in La Quinta.
Was there any talk of investment funds at that time?
No.
Any talk of whether it was going to be by a partnership or corporation, or what entity was going to be used?
He said that this was a partnership. We could form a partnership or something in this and go in together.
Okay, and the next time you talked to him, when would that be?
He invited my wife and I, with his wife, to dinner at a local Japanese restaurant.
Would that be the Elephant Bar?
No, sir.
Do you remember the bar or the restaurant?
I know the restaurant. It's a Japanese restaurant. It's on Highway 111 in Palm Desert.
Kobe?
Not Kobe's. It's in Palm Desert. It's on the south side of the street. It's a very small Japanese restaurant.
And at this meeting, besides you, your wife, Dr. Kunkel and his wife, was anybody else present?
No.
And what was discussed at this meeting?
We were discussing the objectives as well as the direction that the office would go. We all tried to explain and give what we felt was a right foot forward, the ideal, the philosophies, things of that nature.
At this time, had there been any decision as to how the practice was going to be purchased or what entity was going to be used?
Entity? No. We were going to purchase it together.
So there had already been an agreement that you and Dr. Kunkel would purchase the practice together?
Yes, that was...
You answered the question.
I'm just trying to think.
You already answered the question?
Oh, did I? Okay.
Was this prior to this meeting?
Repeat that, please.
Was this decision to purchase the practice together prior to the meeting?
Yes, because he had called me back that night, around the night of the car phone. I believe that was the 17th of January. He called me back that night or the following night, and we both pretty much agreed on buying it together. Then, to talk further, we decided to make a social outing at this Japanese restaurant with both wives to get to know each other better.
At the meeting at the restaurant, were there any decisions made as to running the practice?
As to what?
Running the practice.
Running the practice?
Yes.
No, it was more of a wide outline, a wide direction of where it was going.
And was there an agreement as to that direction?
We both wanted the best practice in town, and we wanted to do the best dentistry we could and work with a very ethical philosophy.